Governments in Europe are trying to coordinate their strategies against terrorism. Hasn't been easy. After the Madrid train bombings in 2004, Europeans created the post of anti-terrorism coordinator. The last coordinator struggled to get more than 24 sovereign countries to work together. And now the post is vacant. There's a debate over how much power it should have once it's filled again. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
When Europe's first anti-terrorism coordinator stepped down in March, Annegret Bendieck wasn't surprised. She's published a study analyzing the European Union's counter-terrorism strategy.
He has no budget. He's not very well known in the European Union.
The position was shorthanded Tsar by some, but Bendieck says it's really more a job for a network administrator, someone to evaluate how the 27 member countries of the European Union are doing at implementing anti-terrorism measures.
Because some member states as Greece or Portugal or the southern countries or even eastern countries, new eastern countries, are not really able to implement equal standards in the European Union.
Security policy at the European Union is complicated in part because national governments retain authority in certain areas, but EU laws apply in others. The man who was the EU's first anti-terrorism coordinator, Guy de Vries, says the biggest obstacle to progress is that all 27 members have to approve even practical steps in fighting terrorism. Unanimous decision-making can just take too long, he says.
It took 6 years for EU ministers of justice and the interior finally to have decisions implemented to strengthen the role of Europol, the European Police Agency in The Hague. That simply is not good enough. It took them a full year to find unanimity about the nomination of a successor to the previous director of Europol. That, too, isn't good enough.
He says in the 3 years since the Madrid bombings, though, EU countries have gotten better at sharing information about terrorist networks. One way they do that is through Europol. Its director, Max Ratzel, acknowledges the agency still does not get as much information from national police or intelligence bureaus as he'd like. But he says Europe is slowly shifting from sharing information only among those countries directly affected, following a need-to-know principle. Now they're trying to share broadly in the hopes that that will turn up unexpected leads.
The need-to-share principle means you have to evaluate your information and you have to look for potential partners, even if you cannot really identify the partners very exactly, very precisely.
In Brussels, diplomats are quietly debating whether the role of anti-terrorism coordinator should become more ambassadorial or more technocratic. Professor Nick Pratt of the Marshall Center for Security Studies says either way, the job needs more authority to counter the bureaucratic EU system.
There were some comparisons made early on about the position of the EU counterterrorism coordinator and the position that existed in the National Security Council. And there are huge differences. You know, in the United States, you have someone who's trying to coordinate these operations and he's dealing with departments. And they all work for the same president, and we have problems.
Some in Europe worry that efforts to streamline anti-terrorism policies so the EU works more like the U.S. could erode public oversight and individual rights here. Guy de Vries, the former EU anti-terrorism coordinator, says America's current image makes the job of fighting terrorism difficult in Europe.
The United States used to be known as a country of the rule of law and of liberty. Today it's associated with Abu Ghraib, with Guantanamo, and with CIA renditions to secret prisons in blatant violation of international law. That is sapping support for the United States and indirectly also for Europe worldwide.
It could take some time to hire Europe's next anti-terrorism coordinator. Officially, he'll be picked by the EU's foreign policy chief, but at least some member countries will need to nod their approval. Emily Harris, NPR News.